Hi, welcome to another episode of Intimate Catch-Ups. I'm Sarah. This is the place to be if you want to learn all about sex, self-love, and intimacy, and just chat about all things that people really don't want to chat about. And today, I'm going to be discussing, like, some personal stuff, some personal shit, because, like, I decided to, yeah, I still got the cold. I've decided to open up more and share with you guys like a little bit more about what has happened to me in the past and how I've moved through it. And it's been things that I haven't really wanted to talk about because they've been like really emotional and really close to my heart, and I feel very much through it now, and that's why I can speak about them. So today I'm going to be sharing all about like the yoni. And I don't have much time today. I have a call at 5:30. I've been doing a master class with someone's, anyway, it doesn't matter. So getting in touch with my yoni, which is another word for vagina, if you're not aware, was one of the hardest things for me, because for years I had blocked my yoni and blocked her power and her feelings, because I had some events happen when I was younger that were very unpleasant, and so I had a lot of numbness and a lot of insecurity about my yoni, and that I wasn't even aware of. And then also some things happened when I was older. So in my relationships I would just have sex with my boyfriends at the time, because I thought that's what you did. You just had sex. I just had sex even though I didn't feel like it, and I wasn't feeling turned on or completely ready. You can be turned on and want sex eventually. So I think what we have done, like what we've learned as women, is to always think about others. Always think about our lover, always think about our children, always think about our clients, our customers, our boss, our employees, whomever. And it takes the emphasis off us, and we tune out, and we learn to as well through other methods, tune out from our body and listening to our body over time. So the first practice, if you want to really open yourself up further to really experience and I think enjoy sex fully, it's more about like embodying the relationship that you have with your body. So it's time to stop running from the pain. It's time to stop having sex because your partner wants it, or because you feel like it, but you're not really ready. You need to stop and look into yourself and ask your body, am I ready to have sex fully 100%? And also the other thing with that is during sex, you can, and it's okay to stop during sex if you're not feeling it. I think a lot of people get wrapped up in the idea that you've got to keep going when you're having sex, even if you're not into it, or even if something happens, you just got to keep going because you've got to please the other person. But it comes back to how we feel. Sex is a bond between two people, and you need to check in and be able to voice your concerns with your lover. If you're not ready, if you decide that you're not enjoying it, or you just don't want to have sex when you're making love with your partner, then you need to learn to speak up and stop. Because all of these things keep the harm, they keep the energetic harm in our body, and our yoni holds a lot of energy. And if you haven't, go and check out my video all about releasing the blocks of your yoni, and I'll post the link below. So this is another way that we keep storing those blocks, because we keep repeating patterns of the past, and we need to move beyond those patterns. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Awesome stuff. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are calling me, like energetically. I know it sounds fucking weird, like energetically. How can people call? But like I feel this pull energetically. And I started out like doing this pleasure coaching because of the self-love and the relationship with the body and the relationship we have with ourselves. But then all of a sudden there's this big pull, and I'm finding that this has always been a natural thing for me, just sex and relationships. And even when I was younger, I had two people ask me about like serious relationship issues when I was really, really young. And I've always had this really good, I don't know, like intuition, this good sense of relationships. And I think it's probably natural. That's why I studied coaching when I was really young, is because I always knew that I was there to help. So anyway, I'll leave you on that note. I'm just like blabbing away. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like it and share it with your friends. Share it with anyone who you think would really resonate with it. And don't forget to come on over to my Instagram and say hello. Just holler at me, give me a comment. Just let me know who you are. Let me know how you found me. I want to learn more about you and I want to help you. And yeah, Instagram handle @SarahMarieLittle. Bye, have a good day.